heads up the AHA in Western Australia. Bradley, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
What do you want to hear tomorrow about the end of lockdown at 6 p.m.?
Well, as your correspondent that just messaged you said, that the enemy here is not government, it's not the Premier, it's the virus itself, and it's very unclear as to what its intention is. Clearly, what we can't do is make any assumptions around what business can look like on opening tomorrow night until we've had clear guideline from the government tonight and tomorrow morning as to the testing. Let's assume there's no further outbreak and there's no further positive cases. We've made it clear that hospitality businesses need time to prepare their venues to reopen, and they need time to organise stock, to get staff on board, adequate notice when industry can reopen. But we also understand that there's no way in which we're going to revert back to pre-lockdown conditions tomorrow night,
yep.
And that in every other state and territory, when they've come out of a full lockdown like this, there has been a range of state restrictions or local area restrictions that have done things like limited patron numbers, questioned the square meterage,
yep.
Looked at restrictions like singing and dancing and potentially masks for staff. And we understand all of those issues could be on the cards. The good thing in Western Australia is that we've always been well ahead of the social restrictions that have been imposed because we've had such a good record. The government, in all of its policy implementation, has worked with the industry as best it can, and we're continuing those discussions today with the government to protect the losses that we estimate at the moment are around $10 million a day out of the hospitality industry because we're shut.
A lot of people listening will be very thirsty at 1 minute to six tomorrow night, and they'd like to think they could go to the pub and have someone lean over the counter back to them and say, what can I get for you? Is that unrealistic, do you think?
It could be realistic under restrictive circumstances. I don't imagine that pubs will be able to reopen to the full extent that they were previously.
Yeah.
I think there could be certainly limitations on what the density and the numbers could be tomorrow night. The question of whether we have dining as well as some drinking and all of those factors are very vague at the moment. And if I was operating a hospitality business, I would plan for the worst and hope for the best. I think it's being realistic to know that if we looked at all the other states and territories, they haven't reopened with normal conditions. And I think, you know, realistically, Jeff, what we've got to remember is if we open too hard, too fast, we risk the prospect of everything being undone that we've all worked so hard to achieve. And that's not something that anyone wants to do, is to open that risk up too much. 14 days from last Saturday, which was the date that the security guard was diagnosed, isn't too far away. It's Saturday week. And between now and then, to put up with some further restrictions, but to allow businesses to operate reasonably and genuinely is the best pathway. I know that in discussions with various ministers over the last couple of days, they're highly cognizant of the damage that the shutdown has caused the hospitality industry. The Premier on his press conference today acknowledged the damage to businesses across the board. Government understands that, but at the end of the day, we've got to make sure that there are services available for the public that are fair and reasonable as well.
Realistically, Bradley, just in closing, you seem to accept that there could be restrictions, that we don't go back to where people were up until 6 o'clock last Sunday. There's that acknowledgement that that's not going to happen. However, I imagine you might know before the rest of us do what those restrictions are, because you and others will say, please give us as much time as you can possibly give us.
Look, that could be the case, Chef. I don't know. I mean, in the past, quite often we've found out the same time everyone else does. These matters go before State Cabinet. They're Cabinet in confidence. The Premier will make the announcement. And quite often we don't know until the press announcement is made. Sometimes we might get a bit of insight into it because we've put proposals to government to consider. What I do know, though, is that hospitality businesses are some of the best prepared in the globe because the COVID safe plans that have been put in place, the mandated contact tracing systems, the comprehensive staff training that's been put in place, and there's been over 175,000 West Australians that have done the AHAs COVID hygiene training course. And now more than ever, hospitality staff and venues are keen to provide safe venues for patrons so that they can go back and feel comfortable and relaxed and feel confident that their health and safety is paramount in our venues. And certainly across the board, our membership within the AHA are very aware of that. My appeal would be to very small venues, family-run mum-and-pop venues. You've got to put a huge amount of effort in to make sure you've got safe procedures in place. Please follow the guidelines of government, and everyone will be able to enjoy getting back into business much sooner than later.
Bradley Woods, thank you very much.